Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories.
A global computer outage this morning causing this array, halting everything from banks and hospital systems to airline flights. It was apparently caused by a faulty software update that cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike sent out to Windows computers overnight. Macs are not affected. CrowdStrike CEO told the Today Show what happened.
The system was sent an update, and that update had a software bug in it and caused an issue with the Microsoft operating system. And we identified this very quickly and remediated the issue.
He stressed that this was not a security incident or a cyber attack and that a fix has been deployed. Here in the city, Mayor Adams reassured everyone that major city services are not being affected.
Life-saving complaints that come through 311 or city agencies are being prioritized. Traffic signals are working and are fully operational, as is the Staten Island Ferry.
In fact, MTA Chair Jenna Lieber said all of mass transit is running normally.
The trains are coming. They're coming on regular schedules, and you can count on it. You just may not have the countdown clock available. Otherwise, the tolls are being collected. Bad news for some people, I know. But every single operating system is functioning. You may not have up-to-date information.
But the outage did bring airlines to a halt around the world, and that ripple effect is still happening. Let's check in with our Marla Diamond, who's at Newark Airport with the latest.
And hours after that meltdown, Linda, the arrivals board here at Terminal C is filled with yellow delay notices. And the baggage claim is empty, save for a line of passengers waiting to enter claims for lost luggage. On the next level, we found Anthony Blair, who had been at LaGuardia Airport this morning and then took an Uber here to Newark.
Just kind of planning by ear. Might go to New York. Shouldn't get on the train. I'm trying to go to Pittsburgh. So I don't know. We'll see. It's all kind of up in the air right now.
Rosa and her son Johansson from Brooklyn missed their flight to the Dominican Republic.
I understand that, but at least have the personnel to inform us what's going on.
Yeah, everybody really thrown for a loop by this computer meltdown. The screens here are working again, and what they are trying to do at Newark, at least the agents here, are rebook people on new flights. Reporting live at Newark Liberty International Airport, Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Keep it here on 1010 Winds. We will, of course, keep you updated on all these situations. The NYPD is on the lookout for the suspect in a bias attack in Jamaica, Queens. Investigators say an 18-year-old was standing on the corner of 160th Street and Jamaica Avenue on Tuesday afternoon when the suspect came up to him, made anti-white statements, and pushed him to the ground, snatched his phone, and ran off. Anyone who knows anything about this incident is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. A man is under arrest for allegedly posing as a priest to rob a church in Bayside, Queens. Police say 45-year-old Melin Rostas passed himself off as a visiting priest at the American Martyrs Church last March, then stole $900 from the bedroom of one of the church's actual priests. Police say Rostas was arrested after pulling off a similar heist at a church in Riverside, California, then extradited yesterday here to New York. He's charged with burglary and petty larceny. Another New York City icon is closing its doors for good. The West Bank Cafe and Laurie Beachman Theater in its basement have been seen as a sacred space for experimental plays and comedy since their opening in 1978, but like so many other venues, never truly recovered from the pandemic. Owner Steve Olson says the city has offered to see if there's anything that can be done to help preserve the space, but right now it's scheduled to close sometime next month.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.